This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Pretty excited about the hot Italian subs coming, so that's going to come this hour. Don't shake your head, Chris. Talk a little bit about the Senate passing the funding bill, the Thanksgiving stuff, these leaked NSA documents. I'm going to have to get to that pretty quickly. I want to get to some emails, though, and things like that. Just one more thing. I want to focus on the important stuff. Always remember, an Italian sub should be hot. Hot. In fact, all sandwiches, all of them, should be hot. Not peanut butter and jelly and stuff like that, but there's no place in a civilized society for a cold sandwich. If you're listening to me right now from Yemen, yeah, I realize cold sandwiches are probably all you have and it probably has flies on it. But here in America, now that we have the ability to toast our subs, you should never eat a cold one. You're better than that, all right? And in case, maybe you're sitting there saying, ah, Jesse, I love them. Okay, well, let me ask you something. Have you ever in your life, ever one time, bitten into a hot sub and said, man, this would be so much better if this cheese wasn't melty and if this was cold? You've never once said it ever. So stop cheating yourself. Get a sub. One more thing, hot Italian subs. If it doesn't have capicola on it, it's not an Italian sub. It's a piece of crap. Capicola. What, Chris? Capicola is what makes it. Chris, can you people eat it? Is capicola pork? Is it pork? Are you sure about that, Chris? I think it might be. Oh, we looked it up before. Sorry, Chris. Anyway, I'll tell you how good it is, Chris. Jesse, we just found out my mortgage went up $200 a month because property taxes went up. We are so broke, this is going to be hard. All I can try to do is have gratitude for the things I have. Some days I have to keep it simple. Simple. I'm grateful I can see. Grateful I can walk. Gratitude is getting much less effective at making me feel better. Sometimes I want to quit my job and just suck off the system, and so on and so forth. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, the reason I brought this up is this. This is something that I personally have been working on recently, and I admit that I have a long way to go. Maybe you do too. But you know that every now and then, it's a lot to take in, isn't it? Every now and then, you're looking at kind of the state of things, and it's so ugly, and it can be hard to take in. Well, I'm going to tell you something that I've focused on, and I don't remember where I heard this. It honestly, it could have been what some self-help thing somebody sent me. It could have been a pastor. I don't know what it is. It's not me that came up with this. I'm ripping off someone else's idea. But you know, that's what we do here on the Jesse Kelly Show. And proud. Anyway, I have started to do this more and more. Whenever I'm doing something I don't want, instead of saying I have to do it, I say I get to do it. And it has helped me immensely. I actually did it. You know how every now and then, I prefer to lift weights. No big deal, just bulking up. What, Chris? Anyway, but every now and then I will go on a ruck. I'll put some weight in a pack. And I'll just go, nothing major, go walk 2 or 3 miles. I'm not some frigging Green Beret or something. I'm a 42-year-old man just trying to stay in shape, right? So I'll go for a ruck, trying to make sure I'm ready to go. And oftentimes I don't want to do it. It's friggin' miserable. I've never enjoyed walking around with a bunch of weight on my back in the Marines, and I don't enjoy it now. But I will tell myself as I'm throwing that pack on, here you are. You know, tomorrow you could get in a wreck, a car wreck, and lose a leg, paralyzed. I could get a diagnosis tomorrow. I'm not special. I could get a diagnosis tomorrow of some disease that's going to degrade me physically over the next couple years. I get to put on a heavy pack and go walk until I sweat. I get to come to work. I don't have to drive for an hour to go to my kid's event where I'll watch him perform for 5 minutes and then drive an hour back. I get to listen to a podcast, whatever podcast I want, for an hour each way in a climate-controlled car. I know that's hokey and lame. I know what I just said is lame. I know it is, but it helps me. So I thought maybe it would help you. All right. I've been focusing a lot more lately on what I get to do. I get to tell you about just how evil the NSA is. So the NSA, what is the NSA? It's the National Security Agency. This is the organization that collects everything electronic practically in this country. They have all your phone calls. They have all your text messages. Oh, don't get me wrong. There are definitely rules for what they can listen to and what they can't listen to. But what kind of NSA do we have? Well, let's put it this way. Remember Tucker Carlson, back when he worked for Fox News, he was trying to line up an interview with Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin? Remember, this is something very common journalists do. NBC journalists sit down with Putin. Journalists sit down with Vladimir Putin. He's a world leader. They interview him and they ask him about this, and that's a very common thing to do. Tucker Carlson went on the air one night and announced that the NSA was spying on him. And the NSA, in response to this, leaked Tucker Carlson's information to the media. Now, what kind of people are they on the lookout for? This is courtesy of the Daily Wire. I want to make sure I give them credit. They have definitions and training their people are going through right now. The people who are listening to your phone calls, reading your text messages, what kind of people are they? Well, they're people who learn about queer theory, white fragility, white Europeans, settler colonialism, whiteness, quote, broad social construction that embraces white culture, history, ideology, radicalization, expressions, experiences, I can't say that word, emotions and behaviors. Oh, there's so much more I could get into here. All the tranny stuff, the Xi, Jim, her, ham. One of them, oh, you'll love this one. One of them, they learned this term, AFAB and AMAB. Oh, Chris, you don't know what those means? You'll love this. This is your National Security Agency. AFAB is assigned female at birth. AMAB is assigned male at birth. Your NSA is learning terms like same gender loving, demigender, more and more and more. And remember, these people listen when we talk. These people read our text messages. Just take that in and then listen to the ineptitude of the low-T GOPers we send to Congress to supposedly fight for us. This is Tom McClintock. He's being interviewed by my boy Mike Slater, explaining why he voted no on impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas.
Why did you vote against impeaching Mayorkas?
Because it's completely unconstitutional. Impeachment's a very limited power to remove officials for, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, a high crime's an actual crime that's related to the office. Now, Mayorkas is guilty of maladministration, neglect of duties, malfeasance in office, but these are not impeachable offenses, and we know that.
Department of Homeland Security took over and opened up the border on purpose so America would be flooded with illegals, drugs, terrorists. He did this on purpose, and Republicans won't impeach him because they're acting like it was an accident.
Because the American founders specifically rejected them at the Constitutional Convention, and the reason was they didn't want impeachment twisted into a weapon for political grievances. So if Green and her friends are successful in redefining impeachment, well, then the next time the Democrats have the majority, I think we can expect this definition to be turned against the conservatives.
No way! You mean the next time Democrats are in control, they might impeach our president over nothing? You don't say, Tom! What a shock! They already did that, you pathetic loser. Start fighting back. The American people need you to. Gosh, this party is so low-T, it makes me sick. All right, we have a lot more to get to. I'm done talking about Italian subs, because you like cold subs, and you're wrong. That's all there is to it. You like cold subs, and that makes you wrong. I want to talk about something good. Saving kids. What's better than that, right? Taking kids who are in a horrible situation and rescuing them. I love supporting the Acervo Project because those are kids, man. American kids are being trafficked all around us. Shoot, oftentimes they're recruited by people they know. Neighbors, family, friends, family members. This happens to kids of every single socioeconomic background in this country. Kids are being preyed upon. The Acervo Project is finding the predators and locking them away, and they're rescuing kids. If you know a kid or are that kid who's in this situation, they've heard it all before, please reach out. They have a tip line. For you, for me, we have to support them. They ask us for $14 a month. That's not a lot, is it? ASSERVO, theacervoproject.org, okay? $14 a month. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Just another thing. I'm looking at this one here, and you probably have already heard, but the Senate passed the stopgap funding bill, making sure the government stays open. Fully funded. Republicans and Democrats came together to make sure the government was funded, including the DOJ. So let's check in with the DOJ. Had a couple little headlines about that. First, they're not going to charge Joe Biden for, quote, mishandling classified documents. They sent 30 FBI agents to Mar-a-Lago for Trump's 30 documents. They won't charge Biden. Republicans are funding that Justice Department. That's one. Two, this is even worse. It won't get the publicity. You probably won't even hear about it anywhere else, but 75-year-old Paula Harlow, 75 years old. She's a pro-life activist. Remember when they overturned Roe versus Wade? And because you live in an evil late-stage republic, the FBI then responded to that by raiding a bunch of pro-lifers, arresting them at gunpoint? Miss Paula, she was one of them. She was convicted today. She faces 11 years in federal prison. the Republican Party, House and Senate, just got done coming together to fully fund this DOJ. How about that, huh? Anyway, let's check in with Mike Johnson.
There's a question about the separation of church and state. It's one thing to pray outside and to have your faith, and there's a great importance in that. But how do you think about that, and how do you think about the public perception of that?
The separation of church and state is a misnomer. People misunderstand it. Of course, it comes from a phrase that was in a letter that Jefferson wrote. It's not in the Constitution. And what he was explaining is they did not want the government to encroach upon the church, not that they didn't want principles of faith to have influence on our public life. It was exactly the opposite. Washington said, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. And John Adams came next, and he said, our Constitution is made only for a more...
Man, that sounds awesome. That's pretty inspiring stuff from Mike Johnson. Except Mike Johnson just rallied the votes necessary to fund the DOJ that just threw a 75-year-old pro-life Christian woman in federal prison for what is very likely the rest of her days on this planet. Man, is there a better example of America's feminized Christianity than going on television and having all the right opinions about separation of church and state while at the same time whipping the votes necessary to ensure that Christian pro-lifers are thrown into a dark hole at the age of 75? 75 years old, no prior convictions, and she's going to walk into a federal female prison with handcuffs and leg irons on. And the GOP just funded every single penny of it. Something to think about, huh? Yeah, I can't wait. By the way, we're going to talk to BK, former Air Force PJ BK. I'm going to ask him about a couple things when it comes to being an Air Force PJ and whatnot. In fact, I'm going to rant with him about that military podcast I downloaded, talking about how inclusive everything has become with the PJs. I can't wait to get BK's thoughts on that. We'll get with BK on that in just a couple minutes here. Now, maybe all that talk earlier, the talk we had at the very beginning about Biden and the daughter and the diary, maybe that has you feeling a bit icky. I feel a bit icky. That's fine. That's fine. Have a shower. I try to shower as often as possible now, not just because I love to be clean and smelling so fresh, Chris. I like to dry off now more than I've ever liked to dry off in my life because I have a 6-piece Mai Tau towel set from MyPillow. Greatest towel set ever. They're so freaking soft, and yet they absorb water. No towels do both, but my pillows do. And $29.98. As low as $29.98 right now. Or you can upgrade for $20 more, get the designer premium line. They're 50% off. That's why they're so cheap right now. Christmas time is around the corner. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Let's get to an email. Jesse, so you're 6'8 and losing your hair. That makes you a tree in the fall losing its leaves. That's not very nice. He said, I'm deep into the anti-communist manifesto, and a thought I've had for quite some time has come back to me. I've not heard you mention this viewpoint before, but I feel that fascism and communism sit right next to each other on the political left-right circle. It seems America right now is in a place where private corporations are holding hands with the communist elites, which sounds like fascism as I understand it. I've not heard anyone mention this idea that fascism is here and it's leading to communism. What are your thoughts? His name is Aaron. He says, I can use his name only because he stands with the Hebrews. And his name is Aaron. Okay, well, here are my thoughts. One, the people who occupy our positions of power in this country, they don't follow fascism, meaning they don't consider themselves followers of fascism. None of these people celebrate Mussolini, right? They celebrate Mao. They celebrate Lenin. They celebrate Marx. You see hammer and sickle flags. They consider themselves to be communists. But here's the thing about this. Whether it's by definition fascism, communism, whatever you want to call it, in the end, does it really matter? It's all just about power. It's all just about some people acquiring money and power for themselves and smashing everyone else in the society. Essentially, it's the elites bleeding a society dry of their money and freedom to acquire more power for themselves. So it doesn't really matter what you call it. It doesn't really matter what the dictionary definition says it is. In the end, it's all the same, isn't it? Either we stop them or we don't. Let's talk to BK about some things. Thanksgiving cuisine, Air Force PJs, foreign affairs. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And no, I do like corn, Chris. I do like corn in limited amounts. That certainly would not have been the corn song I would have chosen, but it's BK. So we are well aware that the music is going to sound like, well, like this liberal white woman screaming
You're
at
outside
you.
Outside the DNC, we're outside.
With hard music behind it. Joining me now, former Air Force PJ, current host of World News with BK. BK, okay, well, that's not the worst song you've ever picked on this show, so that's something.
So Jesse, I'm a little bit upset because I actually, Chris is like, what's the music? And I'm like, let's do some corn. I know you don't hate corn. And then I told him to pick the song because, you know, and then so you would, so together, let's both blame Chris for that one.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it's not surprising it would be Chris's fault, of course. That's pretty standard on the show. All right,
standard,
BK.
Standard.
I have so much I want to get to you with. First and foremost, I just have to ask. So the other night I was telling the story. This is the brief version. Everyone else has already heard it. I get off the air. I don't want to talk politics or culture anymore. I do that for a living. I'm done with it. So I want to hear some military podcasts and some history podcasts. Strike out with the first couple. And the next one is an Air Force PJ. I'm not going to give out his name. Officer, of course. Retired Air Force PJ. And recently retired. He's being interviewed. And I had to turn it off about 10 minutes in, BK, because this guy sounded like he just graduated from Berkeley. And I know Air Force PJs as being like the biggest studs on the planet. Gosh, I hate saying that to you. And this guy could not stop raving about how inclusive the Air Force is now and how thrilled he is that the Air Force pararescue program is going to be more inclusive. And VK, I just had to shut off the radio, and I seriously, I drove for an hour in silence. I was so disheartened.
Oh, Jesse, I wish I knew who that was. Like, bro, you're getting out. You don't have to play that game anymore. Let me just reassure you, for every one of those guys, there's about 1,000 who would violently disagree with him. And I don't know what he's talking about, inclusive. The Air Force pararescue has always been inclusive, Jesse. Any person is welcome as long as you are a straight pipe hitter who is physically superior, who can run all day, ruck all night, do pull-ups till your arms fall off, shoot a mile with deadly accuracy, have popping ab veins, obviously, 18-inch pythons, and great hair, Jesse. We're inclusive. Anybody meeting those criteria, no matter your race, skin color, creed, you are welcome. But I tell you what, if you're balding, Jesse, you can get the hell out of my sight. That's for sure.
You know what? You don't have to take petty shots at me, BK. I wasn't qualified. I wasn't tough enough to be a PJ before I started losing my hair. All I am now is more aerodynamic, pal. And actually, I did want to ask about that because I have no doubt there are a bunch of hard chargers listening. There always are. I get their emails and I love them. I want you to talk to us as much as you're allowed to about what they do to you in the pool for the 2 years when you're trying to become a PJ. Not enough people realize this. People have seen a couple things about buds and stuff like that. What do they do to you in the pool and why?
Well, one of the things that carries over, and I think it's pretty universal across, you know, Marine Force Recon, Navy SEALs, et cetera, is the classic, it's called drown proofing. And that's the video probably a lot of people seen where they tie up your hands behind your back and they tie your feet together. And they throw you in the pool, and they make you bob up and down, and they make you travel. You have to swim, actually, a couple hundred meters in that position. You have to float in that position. And that's probably one of the more famous things that people see. And honestly, that's like probably the most relaxed you'll ever be in the pool, because just because your hands are tied, if you just keep your head and just go up and down, that's the one time when nobody's really messing with you. So even though I've seen that video 100 times and everybody's like, oh my God, that looks terrifying, it's actually not. Probably the big one is definitely the harassment in the water. And that's one that it's called buddy breathing. It's an infamous technique. I don't know if they do it in the other schools, but in pararescue, what they do, and it's crawl, walk, run. And it's you and a partner, and you got one snorkel, and you have to pass the snorkel back and forth to each other. And it sounds easy, right? Well,
yeah.
Then they start introducing harassment, though. Then they start introducing 2 or 3 instructors dragging you down to the bottom of the pool, and you got to keep your head. They're trying to rip the snorkel away. They're trying to rip your arms apart from the buddy. So if you lose your buddy, you're an automatic no-go right there. And generally just making your life hell. And the funny thing about the buddy breathing, Jesse, is that when you see it on film, it doesn't look that bad. I can assure you it's a nightmare, and that's something that kept everybody up at night. I don't care how tough you are. It sucked, and it was scary.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely horrific. It sounds like something that would induce panic in, about 99% of the population. So yes,
and you do. You do. They panic, and you see it all the time. You see guys just like try to swim away, try to get out of it, and the instructor will grab him, shove him back down under the water, which makes them panic worse. Yeah, it's no joke. Because, you know, at that point, especially the early couple of weeks, Jesse, they're trying to weed out guys pretty quick. Because, you know, some of these classes are starting with like 100-plus dudes, and they're like, okay, let's cut the guys who shouldn't even be here in the first place and get it over with, and then we'll work on the dudes who we actually think have something here.
Yeah, that is something. You know, before we move on to other stuff, again, we're speaking of former Air Force PJ, host of World News with BK. BK, what kind of guys make it and what kind of guys don't? Is it a physical thing? Who makes it and who doesn't?
Well, you know, it's tricky. I've seen all kinds. I will say most of the guys I saw go through, I'm tall. I'm on the taller side, not as freakishly tall as you, but I'm like 6'2.5". I was probably one of the taller guys. I would say most of them are of slight build, but I will say that just about everyone had a confidence in the water. So we had like water polo players, Hawaiian surfers, guys like that, guys who are comfortable with being uncomfortable in the water. That's a huge one. And then guys, and this is so cliche, Jesse, but it's totally true. Guys who've made up their mind that no matter what, they're not giving up. And everybody says they're not that, they're that guy, right? Everybody says, like, you'll have to kill me before I get up. We had one of those guys and he literally quit within the first 10 minutes of the first day. So you really, I'm not even joking. This guy was the biggest, running his mouth constantly. And then all of a sudden, 10 minutes in, he's like, nope, I'm done. And that was it. So you really have to have that guy. I've had guys talk to me about it. Well, I was thinking of maybe, and I'm like, don't bother, dude. You're not going to make it. You have to, the one thing I will say, you have to decide this is your path and that you're going to walk this path come hell or high water. Cause if you don't have that attitude, Jesse, you're just not going to make it. And let me just say from that too, Jesse, I have a lot of young people, as I'm sure you do, constantly messaging me. BK, I heard the military sucks now. It's all woke and this stuff and that stuff. I don't even think I should join. Jesse, I'll tell you 100% of the time I say join. First of all, you have a window to join the military, which is important. You can't turn around at 50 and be like, oh, I think I'll join the military. It's not happening. And second of all, these guys are all complaining about the military. I'm like, well, go in and be the change. You're the future sergeant major. You're the future commanders. If you don't like the military and the way it's heading, go in there, kick some ass, set the example, raise the standard, and you be the standard. And that's what I always tell guys. So 100% of the time when a young person contacts me, Jesse, I say, go for it, serve your country, and kick some ass and set the new standard. And that's just how I feel about it because I get so many messages about it.
No, I get so many messages about it too. And honestly, the way I try to describe it is I'm very torn, to be honest with you. I'm not like you.
Sure.
I don't want my sons to join. At the same time, I get these emails from these studs who are in, and I know that guy needs a stud beside him. Like he needs that right. 17-year-old Iowa wrestler. The stud who's in, he needs that guy beside him. He does.
Yes.
And if that guy doesn't, then he's double screwed. So it makes me just very torn, brother. It makes me very torn.
I totally get that, Jesse. But at the end of the day, you know, we need a powerful military. You know, this is the best country in the world, and we set the standard, and we should be telling our best young people, hey, we need you. Our country needs guys like you, the motivated, the determined guy, the physical stud. And just because, you know, there's some woke stuff going on in the military, you know what? We had a little bit of that when I was in. Just roll your eyes and move on to the important stuff, which is jumping out of airplanes, diving deep under the ocean, looking jacked, tan, obviously, have the 20-inch guns popping. I mean, that's the important thing here, Jesse. Forget all that other crap.
Idiot. All right. Go download this podcast. It really is fantastic. World News with BK. Thank you, my brother.
I appreciate it, brother.
He's awesome. Don't tell him I said that, though. Chris, don't tell him I said, and pick a better corn song next time, Chris. That's on you. You let me blame BK, and that's on you. All right. You know what else is on you, Chris? If people aren't getting proper nutrition for their dog. I don't know how that would be your fault, but if they're not, I'm going to blame you. Because everyone who's listening to me right now is already well aware that dogs do not get nutrition from dog food. They do not. They do not get nutrition from dog food. Dogs have to get it a different way. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement. Your dog will love it. They go berserk for it. My dog won't eat anymore unless we pour Rough Greens on his food. But he gets vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils. The difference we've seen in our dog, he doesn't even have digestive problems anymore. What do you know? That's what happens when your dog gets nutrition. Free Jumpstart trial bags, 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I need your questions. They do not have to be political. They can be anything. History, men, women, food. I don't give a crap. All 3 hours are dedicated to you and your questions. Email them in right now, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, like this one. Jesse, now I'm confused. I thought white supremacist terrorism was the biggest threat to humanity. Now it's climate change. Maybe it's our fearless leader who's confused. What do you think? Well, obviously he's being tongue-in-cheek about this whole thing. He's not really confused, but you understand the game, right? The biggest threat to all of humanity, no matter what, is you. They're always trying to find different ways to classify you, your lifestyle, your freedoms, your car, your speech, your gun, your whatever it be, your church, your family. They're always trying to find different ways to classify you as a domestic terrorist. And because you listen to this show, you understand exactly why. Why? What is the goal of that? The goal of that is, well, turning the guns of the state against you. If they turn you into a law-breaking enemy of the state, then it gives them total freedom to do what they want to do, to send the FBI and the military against you as a threat to the country. Ah, Jesse, that would never happen. Headline, retired Army officer says he was barred from publicly recognizing woke policies are harming recruitment. Why do you think they're not allowing former military guys to speak out about what's hurting recruiting? Why do you think that is? Well, that's the one truth you're not allowed to admit. Because if you admit that truth, they might have to make changes. They don't want to make changes because they have a plan they're implementing. What is that plan? Create a military that will follow orders without question and is completely loyal to them. That's the goal. That's always been the goal. It's not to take on China. I mean, my goodness, listen to the president.
We're in a situation where we agreed that fentanyl and its precursors will be curbed substantially, and the pill presses. That's a big movement they're doing. And by the way, I guess I shouldn't identify where it occurred, but John, I know two people near where I live. Their kids, literally, as I said, strange, they woke up dead. Somebody had inserted in. Whether the young man did or not.
Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I'm trying not to dwell on the fact that an evil dictator like Xi Jinping just sat down for 4 hours with Joe Biden. And I'm trying not to dwell on what must be going through Xi Jinping's head as he heads back to China. It's got to be, honestly, he's got to have the biggest commie smile on his stupid commie face, doesn't he? Just knowing that his number one, really the only significant geopolitical adversary that could possibly hamper his plans for world domination is led by this person.
Now I'd like to be able to take some questions, if I may. And I'm told that Dmitry of the Financial Times has the first question. I'm embarrassed. I think it's CBS, but I can't remember who is CBS. I'm sorry.
he goes on.
Leading tech companies like Anthropic, and I'm going to mispronounce. I'm not going to even try.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, right, let's pause on that. We'll come back to something else in a moment. Before we do this, let's do this real quick. Remember this. You can feel so much better than you currently feel. And especially, let me just talk to dudes for a second. Are you feeling down more and more? This is a very common thing. I have an article here in front of me. Older men led the 2021 surge in suicides, according to the CDC. Men are down. They're depressed now. And you have to understand, guys, there may very well be a hormonal issue. T levels determine your mood. If you are down all the time, I'm low, I'm feeling low, get yourself checked and get yourself on a male vitality stack from Chalk. It's not more big pharma garbage in your arm. It's natural herbal supplements. The male vitality stack is three different things. And look, you really want to get fired up? Wake up, pour some Chad mode in a glass of orange juice and chug it, and then go lift weights or go for a walk or a run or something like that. You're going to feel like $10 million. Black Friday sales all across Chalk right now. Go to chok.com. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse is how you save that money. All right? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, I want to hit this real quick before I get to some emails and bullying. And looks like the commies are making a plan here and whatnot. But there's a headline out of Fox News that there's a Michigan Tech professor that attacks a conservative student group there. His name is Dr. Carl Blair. He attacked the group as homophobic, dumb, racist twits. Okay. Now everyone's mad. Oh, this guy sucks. This guy sucks. But is this guy the idiot? And I ask this for this reason. You know what it costs to go to Michigan Tech? For 4 years, if you're in state, you're going to spend about $100,000. If you're out of state, double it, $200,000. So you can be mad at Dr. Carl Blair all you want. Of course, a history professor, history and anthropology. That's the kind of history our kids learn now in school. But anyway, you can get mad at him all you want, but is he the chump? Or is the chump the, well, you gotta go to college parent who is currently paying Dr. Carl Blair $200,000 so Aiden, Jaden, and Braden can go to Michigan Tech and learn to hate themselves and their parents and their country? Who's the real sucker in that situation? Is it the kids? Nah. Is it the professor? Nah, he's a dirtball communist. He can't help. He's a demon. The upper middle class Republican parents stroking six-figure checks to American universities so the university will destroy the child they've spent 18 years raising. That's the real sucker. That's what we have to stop in this country. All right? Just another heads up about that. All right. The commie activists planning something. They're already implementing something. That, and it looks like we have Santa. He's black and he's in a wheelchair. What's going on over there at Target still? We're going to talk about both those things and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.